my atypical aliens and my amazing allies. Welcome to the new, improved, autistic global podcast. Sorry I've been gone for a while. This means shinier, more polished episodes delivered right to your feed every Sunday. I shall be sharing awareness, comedy, and experiences all to you. So, let's begin. Like a lot of Aspie girls, if you saw me on the street, the word autistic wouldn't even cross your mind. No, it would take a while to register the earplugs and the fidget toys, and by then we would have already passed and you would have forgotten about it. And this is because unless we're a savant genius or a screaming child, we're simply ignored. Even then, we'd probably be brushed off because we're not boys. Stereotypes like these can be extremely damaging and can even mean that we aren't diagnosed until our 40s. Of course, I was lucky because I was 12 when I found out, but even then I'd endured years of bullying and burnout from masking, and it affected my mental health a lot more than people expect it to. The fact is, girls just aren't seen as having ASD. This is infuriating, right? Feeling as transparent as that lie you told your mum about breaking a vase when you were little. Which is why we must make our voices louder until the media takes notice and tells our stories. In fact, there was even a case of an autistic girl being told she was lying for having autism because apparently girls just can't have ASD. For some more context on this, a video by @j_will_float_2 was posted on TikTok. It was her listening to a song on her earphones for the first time because she was sensitive to noise, much like a lot of people with ASD. It was a really lovely video, but she got so many hate comments saying that she can't possibly have autism because she's a girl, and that she's either lying or went to a quack doctor. It's just really disheartening, and it drives those who may be thinking of a diagnosis away because they apparently can't have it just because of their gender. All of these reasons are why I'm speaking up about being a girl with ASD. Not only the wonders and the quirks, but also the less desirable bits. Because unfortunately, the world isn't made out of rainbows. That doesn't mean that we should stop trying to make the world a better place, though.